Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free on this live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If we get a chance, we'll come back around to the Black Site in Chicago, a place where police in Chicago have been taking people and making them disappear for a period of time before them showing back up. Usually, in some cases, just released back onto the streets with no charges after having been shackled and cuffed and held for hours on end with no access to an attorney or a phone call, or in some cases taken to an actual booking facility where they're actually charged and, then the lawyers can get in touch with them. There's some more disturbing news about that I'd like to share with you when we get the chance. Either way, we'll post up the full details on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter, and of course you can dig in as deep as you'd like there. But first, we go to your calls. By the way, with you in studio, Ian here.
And Derek J.
Let's go first to Pat. He's in Norfolk, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Pat, you're on Free Talk Live on the live Saturday show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good,
hey.
Pat. Go ahead.
Man, I got to tell a couple of things I want to talk about. I just see what kind of opinions you guys might have on it. Earlier I was watching CNN. They were talking about the Afghanistan avalanche that killed like 130 plus, I think, people.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I mean,
Yeah, I hadn't heard about that, Pat. So there was an avalanche, some folks from Afghanistan, they perished in the avalanche. That sounds horrifying.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't know they had such bad weather over there.
I don't think avalanches really necessarily have to do with bad weather sometimes. Was it a snowy avalanche? I don't think they have much snow in Afghanistan, do they? I don't know the weather out that way.
No, I didn't catch all the details.
Yeah, it probably just has to do with some rocks falling on people. I mean, usually that's what an avalanche.
Yeah, I just Googled Afghanistan avalanche, and the first couple of results were like 2000, 2010, 2012, 2014.
So it seems
like it happens a lot.
So, Pat, how are you doing tonight, man? You having a good Saturday alone?
Yeah. I'm originally from the West Coast.
Yeah.
And they got a lot of mudslides back home compared to, avalanches and stuff like that.
You got to watch out for those mudslides, especially if you're sliding them down your throat. Thanks for the call, Pat. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And, yes, as long as you can dial a phone, you can call Free Talk Live. In fact, if you can't dial the phone, hand it to someone who can, and then they can hand it back to you. And then you can get on Free Talk Live. Hey, Derek J., before we go back to the black site thing, you had mentioned you had some comments on net neutrality. Now, for our listeners maybe that hadn't heard the news, it was a couple of days ago, maybe it was yesterday, the FCC voted 3-2, down party lines to vote to give the FCC, the FCC voted to give themselves more control, to give them dramatic levels of control over all aspects, according to one of the FCC commissioners, of the internet.
Yeah, this concerns me because I like fast internet speeds.
I like free internet, too, like to where, you're free on the internet and people can't tell you what to do and say. I like that, too.
Yeah, I like that, but more than free, I like fast. I'd rather have my entertainment in a slave world.
No.
Come to me quickly.
No.
Than be able to type stupid words.
You don't mean that.
I'm not really sure I could choose between both. But, the points that were brought up by first that caller a few hours ago about net neutrality, and then you, were honestly not the first thoughts that occurred to me about this net neutrality thing. When I first heard about it, my concern was over the speed. And I get that freedom is important, but without the incentive for companies like Netflix and, Hulu, whatever sorts of websites deliver lots of intense I don't know what you would call it, where it needs a lot of bandwidth mm-hmm. for videos and stuff. There's a lot of information going down the pipe.
So yeah, I've heard Netflix is like 30% pipe. Of the internet or something ridiculous like
wow.
that.
Yeah, I didn't know about that. But, yeah, there are some websites that require more use from your internet than others. And those are the websites that are working on developing ways to get people faster internet, you know, either to encrypt their data that's being sent from point A to point B so that it's a smaller package when it gets there or whatever. These are the companies that are developing innovative ways that we use the internet. Mm-hmm. And obviously, as you said, like Netflix being something like 30% of internet usage.
That's what I've heard. I don't know if it's true.
Well, that would indicate that, you know, they have every incentive to grow the ability of people to use the internet.
Sure.
So anyway, I'm talking about incentives here. So when you remove the incentives from these major companies to innovate, and you just say, well, you're all going to be on an equal playing field, they could just as easily divert their limited time and resources towards other ventures, and it's not going to be towards increasing speed.
Well, one of the points that was made, I don't know if it was the Mises Institute, they had a good write-up about net neutrality. They pointed out that the more regulation there is in a business, the more time and effort that business will spend appeasing the regulators than appeasing their customers. So they only have so much, you know, employees and time and money and things like that. And, you know, as the regulations become more extreme and more controlling, it becomes more and more of an interest of the company to hire lobbyists and to hire people to go and, you know, lobby for the legislation to be their way or try to reduce the damage from the legislation as opposed to actually providing customer service to their customers. So this is likely, you know, one of the other effects of this is going to make these big mega corporations that are already hard enough to deal with for people, even more unresponsive and even worse in the area of customer service. They'll be serving the bureaucrats prior to serving their actual customers.
Yeah. I wonder if they see that already and the companies that wanted net neutrality were the ones who could foresee that they were already in bed with the government and would get special favor, and those who were not maybe so cozy were the ones opposing it. Like, I wonder how political it was up front. But the other point was, and this was made on CNBC earlier while they were having the CEO of Tumblr on, who's a big supporter of net neutrality, and they were asking him some pretty simple questions about why he supports it, and he couldn't answer them. And
really?
I just found that to be hilarious. Yeah, one of the questions he was asked was that, you know, Verizon says that they, this guy was saying, oh, well, they have a monopoly, all these people, it needs to be broken up, and that's why the FCC regulating this is going to make the internet more fair. And so the correspondent asked him, well, Verizon says that they have something of a monopoly because it's very expensive for companies to lay the infrastructure that they would have to compete with people like Verizon. So it's just very expensive. It's not that there's some other barrier here. It's just a natural barrier. I mean, the government can't really fix that, can they? They don't have an answer for that. And also, They're saying that they already spend millions of dollars on building innovations, like research and development, to make the internet faster for people.
Sure.
Now they don't have an incentive to do that. So why would they continue? And he has no answer for that either. I mean, the supporters of net neutrality, I think, are well-meaning, but haven't really thought through what the effects of changing the incentives are going to be.
Yeah, you're right. This isn't something that people have been thinking through. It's something where they say, oh, that's not fair. You know, company X is paying for special prioritized bandwidth, and there certainly are problems with the internet that have to do with how the government has set things up in the first place to prevent competition, that this going to the government is not going to help things. But yet people don't think things through. All they know is it's essentially like an elementary school level of thought process. It's like, I don't know if you remember this, but I don't remember doing this when I was in school, but I bet they had me do it. It's just been so long since I've been in school. We've definitely seen evidence that they have these assignments these days where they'll tell people in elementary school, like kids in elementary school, all right, kids, you get to be the president for a day. What do you want to do? And then, you know, sort of this open-ended question of, okay, how can I use government to mold the world to be more like I want it?
Not yeah, it's real, like You have a magic wand
right.
today, kids. Are you going to do with it?
It's not a thought experiment about what happens after that.
Yeah, because they don't have to see any of the consequences for their actions.
Exactly. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, whether you want to talk about net neutrality or the really scary-sounding black site that has been revealed in Chicago. Are there more than one? That we don't know yet. 855-453 is the toll-free number here. It's the live Saturday edition, and this is Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. Join us here on the phones at 855-450-FREE. Toll free number 855-450-3733. or join us via Skype. A number of our callers are on Skype tonight. In fact, we're going to be going back to Skype here in a little bit. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. More coming up. We get the chance about the Chicago Black site where prisoners are being taken, people who are in police custody, just after arrest, to be interrogated without being read their Miranda rights, allegedly, perhaps be beaten. There have been some head injuries sustained in this facility, people being shackled for hours on end.
There's also been groin stomping, and I'll get to that.
Oh, gosh. All right, well, we'll get into as much as we can here, but your calls come first. We're going to go to your phones. Phone calls here in a moment. First, I'll let you know about Express Coin. If you've been thinking about getting Bitcoins, now's probably a good time. It seems to be kind of hovering around the $250 price points. Bitcoins have been as high as, you know, $1,000. So, you know, you could look at this as a discounted opportunity to get Bitcoins. One of the best places to do it, ExpressCoin.com. It's the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies, not just Bitcoins, but also Litecoin or Dogecoin. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. Plus, they've jumped through the government hoops. They're a licensed money services business. You can get your cryptocurrencies with money order, check, or wire transfer. Start off at ExpressCoin.com, whether in the U.S. or Canada. That's ExpressCoin.com. Plus, they've got a smartphone app that you can download at ExpressCoin.com. And don't forget, when you check out, use coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get up to $40 worth of your cryptocurrency of choice with no transfer fee at all. ExpressCoin.com. Coupon code is FTL. We go to Jay. He's listening in Indianapolis to WIBC-FM. Hey, Jay.
Hey, how's it going?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, I just want to give a shout-out to my cousin who doesn't have a lot of money at home, but he believes in strongly in the Constitution, and he drove all the way up to Chicago last night to be there today to protest that factory or warehouse or whatever.
Oh, really?
So,
the black site.
I just want to give a shout out to all them guys out there in the 18 degree weather protesting today.
Generally, don't do shout outs here on Free Talk Live, but it's interesting that that's happening out there. So, how long has this protest been going on now? Is this today?
I'm not sure. I just know that, you know, that guy doesn't have a whole lot of money, and he up and left and said he's got to get up there, and he just said it's just not right, and he believes in the Constitution, and we got to get this thing sorted out. Sort it out soon before it gets out of control.
Well, that's the tricky part, and we haven't gotten to that part of this conversation yet, and I'm glad you kind of brought us back around here, Jay, because we were talking about this black site, the scary place that people are being taken, held for hours on end. There's no way to know who's in there. The attorneys can't reach their clients. Chicago government's saying everything's on the, by the book. Everything here is legal. We're not doing anything illegal. This is all totally fine. Attorneys are saying differently. What do you do about that? I mean, standing outside with signs is nice, but we've stood outside the jail with signs here a lot here in Keene, New Hampshire, and, you know, it doesn't do much good besides getting you a honk and a wave every now and then.
Well, you know, I guess the more people you inform, if you don't start informing people, then they'll never realize what's actually going on.
And that much is true.
If we have some concrete evidence either way, that, you know, this just isn't a figment of people's imagination, you know.
You know, you can inform people without spending money traveling someplace and wasting your time.
Yeah, but he's traveling from Indianapolis, and it's not that far, right?
My point is you can stay at home and turn on your camera and inform people on YouTube or on a blog post or write a letter to your editor.
Yeah, but Derek, Jay, you went down to New York City during the Ross Ulbricht trial. I mean, you certainly didn't have to go there to inform the jurors about their right to engage in jury nullification.
I disagree. In that scenario, I needed to reach people physically on the ground.
I think that since this isn't a racially devised protest, this is something that relates to all people of all skin color. I think it really took at them. You know, this is something that you should be protesting, and it doesn't have to be racially, you know, with the latest in Ferguson and New York City and all that. This is something that transcends race. So I think
I don't know where the race conversation came from, but hey, thanks for the call tonight.
When it comes to protest, I think, you know, people are afraid to get out there and show their will. So have a good night.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Look, I'm not going to down somebody, Derek, just because they want to travel to go to a protest. I don't think that's a bad thing. I mean, if somebody's
I hope I didn't come off as downing him. I'm just saying you can make your you can get more bang for your buck, so to speak, by staying at home.
Yeah, but if you're going to make it, if you're going to make media about what's happening in Chicago with this black site, if this is what's exciting to you, this is what's motivating to you. The dude saw the story and he thought, wow, that's really
outrageous. I got to go there.
I got to go and do something about this. It's going to be more persuasive. Let's say he's a video guy like you, you know, shoot videos. And, you know, if he stands out on his home's neighborhood street and starts talking into a video camera saying, I think that's what's terrible going on up there in Chicago, that's not as persuasive as actually standing there in front of the guard tower or whatever.
Saying, here it is.
And, you know, and actually trying to go into the facility and having to bureaucrats say, you're not allowed to be here, and, you know, making a video out of it that's a little bit more interesting to watch. I mean, everybody can put their opinion on YouTube. That's not hard to do. But being somewhere interesting, having interesting video footage to go along with that opinion could be the difference between it being viral and just being seen by a couple hundred people. That's not to say it's not worth doing. If all you can afford to do is stay home, you can still do something. But, you know, if you've got the ability, if somebody's going to give you a ride up there and, you know, you can pack a sandwich or whatever, and that's what's motivating you to go for it. I mean, you're not going to change the world likely with that one instance. You're not going to shut down the facility with your video probably, but it doesn't hurt, does it?
Point taken. I just hope to encourage people, if they won't have an emotional response to this story, to at least take some time to plan what you're doing. And if it's true that, like, this guy doesn't have a lot of money, well, at least have enough money to bring a camera.
And yes, for sure. You got to protect yourself. Absolutely. Chris Cantwell, you're on with us from Keene, New Hampshire.
Good to be with you, gentlemen. Hey. I heard you talking about the net neutrality thing, and as you're aware, I've been all over this story. And we had Kit Walsh from the Electronic Frontier Foundation on Free Talk Live. I later had Corinne McSherry on some garbage podcast, and I thought it was hilarious because these folks are billed as a libertarian website. They were like number two on toplibertarian.com, and they were pushing net neutrality, and I was rattling them. I'm like, what are you doing? This is a terrible, terrible idea. And they kept on telling me about how, well, there's going to be this, they had this thing they called forbearance, that the FCC was going to, you know, take the broadband providers under Title II, which is basically the regulations of the 1930s, but they were going to promise. They may, you know, they said, hey, we promise not to be too heavy-handed, and the EFF just thought that that was a wonderful idea for some reason. And now I've got an article here on Electronic Frontier Foundation from February 24th, just before net neutrality passed, and basically they made this whole thing secret right before they did it, and then passed 300 pages of regulations.
Right. People could not read them. Unless you were in the FCC, you could not read the regulations prior to them passing.
Yeah, and it was hilarious. I'm watching this lobbyist from the Electronic Frontier Foundation panic at the last minute, like, hey, wait a second. Oh, what are you doing? I thought that you guys were going to blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, it took you until 2015 to figure out that the government lies and screws people over? Is that really?
But you promised.
Hey, we're the ones protecting the Internet.
So wait, what you're saying is EFF, they changed their tune at the last minute on this?
They didn't like the way they were doing it. They're not saying no net neutrality.
If there's more that you want to share, you can hang on and we can bring you back for that, because that's what Derek J. was telling me during one of the breaks. So well, sounds like you've gotten kind of the inside scoop here. 855 453, more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. It's built in ferro rod, strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Back with more Free Talk Live, where we'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss. You just have to dial us toll-free at 855-450-FREE or send us a request on Skype. The username you'll need to send that request to is lrn.fm. Once you're approved, you can easily call us from that point forward using Skype, and then you'll sound pretty darn good, like Christopher Cantwell, who is one of the few people who cannot attend the upcoming New Hampshire Liberty Forum.
Womp, womp.
But, you know, Chris, you're back with us here. I would still love to see you there. I don't know if they can ban you from the entire hotel.
Yeah, you should come to the hotel.
But it would be great to have you come out. Either way, there are going to be a lot of Free Talk Live listeners who will be in attendance, and we've got a special offer where you can actually get a free ticket. As a matter of fact, and you just have to meet three qualifications. One, you can't yet live in New Hampshire. You, two, cannot also yet be a Free State Project participant. And three, you have to commit to attend one session, specifically the FSP question session during the Liberty Forum. By the way, Liberty Forum is coming up this coming weekend, not this one that we're in right now, but the one following. So March 5th through the 8th. And so on Saturday the 7th, there's the FSP question session, which happens at 12:30, featuring Carla Mora, where she will field whatever questions people have about the Free State Project, the community here, what it's like to live in New Hampshire and be an activist here. All the questions you need to ask, or you can just sit there and watch. You don't have to ask a question. You just have to attend that session. If you're willing to do those three things, so you don't live in New Hampshire, or if you meet the three qualifications, you don't live in New Hampshire, you're not yet a Free State Project participant, and you're willing to attend that session, just email email me, ian@freetalklive.com. I'm told that this expires tomorrow, this offer, but if you get your email in, I can probably still get you the free ticket. So just email me, and I'll get you hooked up. So, again, that's nhlibertyforum.com. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from the event. I'll look forward to seeing a bunch of our listeners there. Chris Cantwell still with us here from ChristopherCantwell.com, talking about the Electronic Frontier Foundation. You had one of these guys on your show, some garbage podcast, and the same lady you had on your show actually came out with some sort of statement upset about the FCC's decision. Is that right?
Yeah. Real quick before we get back into that, I just want to tell the listeners that Liberty Forum is a great event if you hate me. So just go to that. If you hate Christopher Cantwell, go get your ticket. It's free, of course. And I want to give a big rest in peace shout out to the Bad Quaker podcast, who labeled me a government agent today and is now going off the airwaves. He's quitting, and I'm glad. Good riddance. Mm-hmm. Real quick. So I've got this message from Corinne McSherry on Electronic Frontier Foundation. I'll skip around it really quick because I know that you guys probably have other callers and we're getting close to the end. She says, Dear FCC, rethink the vague, quote, general conduct rule. Our message has been clear from the beginning. The FCC has a role to play, but its role must be firmly bounded. 2 weeks ago, we learned that we had likely managed the first goal. The FCC is going to do the right thing and reclassify broadband as a telecommunications service, giving it the ability to make new, meaningful, open internet rules. But we are deeply concerned that the FCC's new rules will include a provision that sounds like a recipe for overreach and confusion, the so-called general conduct rule.
Surprise!
Right. They're saying that they're going to have, like, the arbitrary authority on a case-by-case basis to make whatever decisions they want about what, quote, harms consumers and edge providers. And this regulatory agency that's completely unelected, completely unaccountable,
yep,
is going to have the authority to arbitrarily decide what's good for the consumer and the edge provider. This is... absolutely, it's the craziest thing in the world, and now she's all worried about it, that, hey, it sounds like you might be overreaching, and we've spent all this money lobbying
to take
over the internet.
Yeah, they're overreaching now, and it's only been, what, 48 hours since they've signed this thing? I mean, the overreach began before the vote even happened. This should not be a surprise to anyone who's ever spent any time whatsoever observing how government works. I mean, even if they did create this program in the way the EFF wanted them to, which it sounds like they didn't, but even if they did put the rules into play initially that the EFF would have liked to have seen word for word, then it'll just end up going out of control later. You know, when other bureaucrats start administering the program and other, you know, different bureaucrats start interpreting these very same words in different ways, over time government programs grow beyond their original intentions and the unintended consequences become more and more vast and intense.
Yeah, she actually says right in this letter here, she says, what is worse, it could be abused by a future commission to target legitimate practices that offer significant benefits to the public. And I'm like, look, this is not a piece of legislation that you are trying to push through the Congress, right? This is handing the complete control of the internet over to the Federal Communications Commission, a regulatory agency, mm-hmm. and then you're just telling us that this is a great idea because they're making promises to you that they're going to do things. Yeah. But of course, the regulatory agency, this is five guys, the FCC. They can do whatever they want once they have control over something. It's completely crazy. And like you said, I mean, we've had them on Free Talk Live. I've had them on some garbage podcast, and they just assured us that it was the greatest thing in the world. And of course, right before it passes, they start to realize, hey, wait a second, these guys are in the business of screwing people over.
So, Chris, how are you going to tell these people I told you so?
I already did. I contacted Corinne on Twitter. She doesn't feel like responding to my tweet, apparently.
ChristopherCantwell.com. Thanks for the call tonight. Next Appreciate button. It. Let's go to David. He's in Florida listening to WYOO on FM. Hey, David.
Hey, guys. You know what? Ted Kennedy talked about this years ago, net neutrality.
Hmm.
And he mentioned it about having a free and open internet and that we should not allow government control over this, more or less that's what he was pushing for. But over the last, you know, over the last couple of days, I've paid attention to this, and this is just something that, I'm sorry, people, the government wants to shut the internet down. They want to control the content.
Well, yeah, they're not going to shut the internet down because people would probably revolt in the same way that they would revolt if you turned off the cable television to Americans' homes.
Right.
So as long as they can keep the information, as long as they can keep the entertainment flowing through the internet lines, people will be very, very happy. But they certainly want to be able to control, I think, the content at some point.
Right. They want to, you know, this government wants to control speech. This wants to control everything, either right, wrong, indifferent. It doesn't matter. Just like we've seen over in Egypt, we've seen it in Greece and stuff, where the internet has been completely shut off in the government. And what happened? The people went completely ballistic and nuts and just rioted in the streets.
Yeah, but, David, people will say that can't happen here. This is the United States. It's better than everywhere else in the world.
Here. It does. It will happen because for the Second Amendment, the First Amendment guarantees our free speech. And this thing right here, I mean, can you say, open your mouth, stick your foot in it? Yeah, I think the EFF just did.
Thanks, David, for your call tonight. Let's talk to Dana in Grand Rapids, Michigan, listening to WTKG. Hello, Dana.
Hi. Hi to both of you.
Go ahead.
I called about the CIA black room, and my comment was going to be, and this is really...
It's actually the CPD black site. This isn't CIA. This is Chicago Police.
Police. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. I got CIA.
But it's essentially the same thing. I mean, it's the same concept.
Right. It's on a local. It's more local level. You know,
right.
You've got your federal, your state, your municipality. But my comment to you guys, I cannot believe you brought this Chris guy on. I'm so glad. In fact, I meant to call you last Saturday to talk to the people. Not that it would have mattered because they had a petition going around that you could sign online, but this was going to go through anyway, this vote on Thursday.
And
the reason why I called tonight was because my statement to you guys and to the audience was going to be, still is, that I cannot believe you guys are surprised about this secret room when there was one of these commissioners. There's three, it's a board of five. Three right now under Obama are Democrat, two are Republican. There are appointed positions by the current president. One of the two Republicans is named Ajit Pai. He had a website he put up, and he went on multiple talk shows. Unfortunately, they were mostly conservative. And he was warning people at least three weeks ago is the time I first heard it. He said, and he's getting in trouble now. Obama's coming
in. He was warning people that this net neutrality vote essentially gives the FCC total control over all aspects of the Internet. Thank you, Dana. More coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from shinybadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at shinybadges.com, write worms in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely. securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. It's close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free here in the remaining moments. We've got enough time to sneak in. 855-450-FREE is the toll free number. 855-450-3733. We have also some time to tell you a little bit more about the black site as it has been described in Chicago. Black because it's sort of off the books. It doesn't really officially exist. I mean, it's been acknowledged that it by Chicago police that the place exists, but you can't just go and take a tour of it. It's not some kind of open facility in any way, shape, or form. In fact, attorneys cannot even find their clients a lot of the time when they're there. If you've been arrested in Chicago, there's a chance you'll get taken to this black site, as it is described, where people have been tortured. They have been shackled and cuffed for hours on end. One man for 17 hours straight. Others as long as being held there for as long as 24 hours without being allowed to see an attorney. Being questioned without being read Miranda rights, which of course was a famous Supreme Court case that said that the police have to read you these rights to inform you that you have the right to remain silent if they're going to be questioning you about the case. And so there's a little bit more here. In fact, Derek Jay, there was an experience that you wanted to share with us from one of the prisoners there.
Yes,
detainees, if you will.
Right. One of the men, whose name is Hutcherson, says he was punched in the face while in this position, the one
chained
where
up.
His arms were chained to opposite sides of his body, before an officer stepped on his groin like he was putting out a cigarette. That's a quote. Another lawyer told The Guardian that in early 2014, police told him that his client, another young black man, was not at Homan Square, even though he was. So it's not only that they're just not telling them, oh, we don't know if they're here. It's, no, he's not here, and he was. So what the prison put out about lawyers and doctors and anyone who needs to contact the prisoners
come
here.
Come on in!
Yeah, well, of course they can communicate just like any other facility, but that's not true. And what also was quoted about the subject of torture, while Terry, this is another detainee, said that he didn't see anyone else confined at Homan in 2011. Just a minute. Think about how creepy that is, being at a facility where you're chained up somewhere and you don't even see any other prisoners.
Except for the guards. Yeah, you see some guards and that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would think I might have been flown to another country where they are going to torture me. Well,
scary.
He said he heard people yelling, no, 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 and stop. He remembered seeing chain link cages, like what we were describing earlier, right, of the sort previously described by the Guardian, by attorneys and former police superintendent. They reminded him of dog kennels, he said. Quote, they've got kennels, like, for people. I didn't really want to believe that, but it's the truth.
More from the another Guardian.com story on this. The raid of the folks that were called the NATO 3 did attract a lot of attention, and they were taken, all of the 11 people during that raid were taken to this facility, this black site. After 12 hours of active searching, they could not find, the attorneys could not find their clients. Only after they made a major stink with various different contacts within the government did they learn about the existence of this place. They sent another attorney to the facility where he ultimately did gain entry and talked to the church through a floor-to-ceiling chain link metal, excuse me, not to church, that's Brian Jacob Church. Talked to church through a floor-to-ceiling chain-link metal cage, which is what you were just describing. Finally, hours later, police took Church and his two co-defendants to a nearby police station for booking. After serving 2.5 years in prison, Church is currently on parole after he and his co-defendants were found not guilty in 2014 of terrorism-related offenses, but guilty of lesser charges of possessing an incendiary device and the misdemeanor of mob action. The access that NATO 3 attorneys received to Homan Square was an exception to the rule, even if Jacob Church's experience there was not. Three attorneys interviewed by The Guardian report being personally turned away from Homan Square between 2009 and 2013 without being allowed to access their clients. Two more lawyers who hadn't been physically denied described it as a place where police withheld information about their clients' whereabouts. Church was the only person who had been detained at the facility who agreed to talk with The Guardian. Their lawyers say others fear police retaliation. Now, this was the older article. This is the first article that came out. Yours came out, I think, a few days after.
So yeah.
Maybe some people are being emboldened by this and now coming out and
speaking.
Yeah,
they're like, I was at this place too. By the way, how would you like to be the company that produces these chain link cages for the prison? I mean, this is not their finest moment. Like, I could imagine being surprised if I were the CEO. Like, wait, you used it for what? You like, maybe they weren't intending this for humans.
One man in January 2013 had his name changed in the Chicago Central Bookings database and then taken to Homan Square without record of his transfer being kept. According to Eliza Solowij of the Chicago First Defense Legal Aid, she found out where he was after he was taken to the hospital with a head injury. So they changed his name in the system. They then moved him out of the sort of on-the-books place, the holding facility that he was at, took him to Homan Square, disappeared him for a while, and then he showed up at a hospital with a head injury. Quote, he said the officers caused his head injuries in an interrogation room at Homan Square. I had been looking for him for 6 to 8 hours. And every department member I talked to said they'd never heard of him. He sent me a phone picture of his head injuries because I had seen him in a police station right before he was transferred to Homan Square without any injuries. Bartmus, another Chicago attorney, said that in September of 2013, she got a call from a mother worried that her 15-year-old son had been picked up by police before dawn. A sympathetic sergeant followed up with the mother to say her son was being questioned at Homan Square.
Oh my God.
In connection to a shooting and would be released soon. When hours passed, Bartmus traveled to Homan Square only to be refused entry for nearly an hour. An officer told her at the time, quote, well, you can't just stand here taking notes. This is a secure facility. There are undercover officers, and you're making people very nervous. Bartmus recalled,
you're making people nervous, yeah. Lady? Standing here taking notes? Yeah, you've got a secret prison you're standing in front of, sir.
Told to leave, she said she would return in an hour if the boy was not released. He was home and not charged after maybe 12 or 13 hours in custody. Let's go to your calls here. Nathan is on the line on Skype in Texas. Go ahead, Nathan.
Hey, guys. You brought up the net neutrality thing, and also I wanted to respond to Chris Cantwell real quick. It is sad that the Bad Quaker podcast has or is coming to an end, but I would suggest if Cantwell checks out episode 158, then he might have known who the middle guy on the Bad Quaker website is. So
that's a little obscure.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, he gets what I'm talking about.
If you want to talk to Chris Cantwell, you should email him directly. As, you know, calling Free Talk Live for a little messenger service action is probably not the best use of airtime. So, your other point.
Well, I was curious if you guys had any stories about bad customer service from either government-like organizations or, you know, industries where there's not a lot of competition.
Everyone has bad customer service stories from government. So, yeah, I mean, of course. Who doesn't have that? Oh, he just hung up his phone or his Skype. The less competition an industry has, the worse the service is going to be. I mean, all you have to do is look to the cable companies, to the phone companies, and when I say phone companies, I mean, the landline phone operators that essentially have a monopoly over a certain geographic area. The power company is always a good one.
I think, just to answer Nathan's question about bad government service stories, I think the worst one that comes to mind is the post office in Philadelphia. When I lived there, there was a huge post office. It must have been the first one. I mean, I know that one of the first post offices in the country is in Philadelphia,
right,
where Ben Franklin started his. But down the street, there's another big one that got Gothic architecture. It's beautiful. It looks at, like at one time, it was sort of the Dagny Taggart, Atlas Shrugged-style huge facilities that could service millions of people. But today, they keep three windows open out of 100.
Wow.
And they keep you waiting down a long line all throughout the building. And
what?
You have to wait through the whole thing just to get stamps, to
ridiculous.
Send a package, send a letter. It's totally ridiculous. And it's not like the people are friendly once you get to them at the end of waiting, sometimes over an hour.
Here in Keene, sometimes they're friendly. I mean, I haven't gone to the post office very often, but the few times I have, I've actually been kind of pleased at how decent the bureaucrats are here.
Well, I just think about what kind of a service has been around for hundreds of years, you know, has,
and can treat people
has
like
competition,
that.
Yeah, denied competition to Lysander Spooner in the 1800s, and then today still treats people like that in 2015. It's crazy.
Well, they don't, I mean, even though they have competition in shipping packages from FedEx, DHL, UPS, they don't have competition still in the dollar or less, the what's called the first class mail category, and that's what they went after Lysander Spooner for. They still have the monopoly in that area. You cannot send mail for less than a dollar using anything but the Postal Service. If you try operating in competition with them, they will have you arrested for it. We're out of time tonight, but you can join Derek J. on his website at derekj.me and join more Free Talk Live online at freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's finally gone strong, even in the park playing with my dog. Go fetch, Fosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms, guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.